Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Every person, with no exception, will one day stand before God and give an account of his or her life. Some people might think, well, as long as I'm going to heaven, that is enough. But simply hoping to get to heaven after death is a selfish motive that produces a selfish life. We should live for God and for his glory in response to his great love for us, and realize that we are alive for a purpose, and part of that purpose is for God to use us to help reconcile others to him. Be conscious of a good God who gives you the grace to do good works, yet reward you well when you use that grace. You see, many of the rewards God has for us are so great that it will take eternity to appreciate and enjoy them. In this enlightening and practical message titled, God Will Not Forget What You Have Done, Evangelist Paul Acqua shows you how God rewards you when you simply use the grace he has given you.
You are so important to God, purchased by the blood of Jesus, left on this earth to live for him. God left us here on this earth to speak about his love and to demonstrate his love. We speak for God because we represent him. We are his ambassadors and we are reconciling people to him. We didn't just get saved so we could make it to heaven. We represent God on this earth. He has put his spirit in us. He says that he who is in us is greater than the one out there. God is spirit and he has given us his spirit. And he says in 1 John 4:17 that as he is in heaven, so are we on this earth. So God has a plan for you, and it has to do with doing things in life that matter to God. Therefore, I just want to tell you that whatever you are doing, whether people appreciate you, whether they acknowledge your efforts, whether they celebrate what you are doing or not, I want you to know that God appreciates you and that God sees everything that you do. You are important to him. He appreciates you. He will celebrate you. And so that's what this message is about. God will not forget what you are doing. Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 6. And I'm reading verses 10 to 12 in the NIV version. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Hallelujah. This was Apostle Paul, we think so, in the book of Hebrews, writing to the believers. The word forget means to lose out of mind, to no longer care for. It's like out of sight, out of mind. Sometimes when people are right there with you and they see what you are doing, they can appreciate your effort. They can appreciate your service. But once they walk away from you, let's say for a week or maybe for months or even a year, it's like out of sight, out of mind. They totally forget what you have done. They forget what you offer. They forget the contributions that you have made. And so God is saying in this text of scripture that you will never be out of sight and out of mind with him. He will never lose you out of his mind. That's what he is saying. The text of scripture I just read says, God will always care about what you have done for his people and what you have done in his name. So he said, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Hallelujah. So continue to do what you are doing. Do not lose heart. It does not have to be this grand thing, because the Bible says whatever you do, do as if you are doing it for the Lord. It could be every day when you wake up, maybe as a single parent and you take care of your children. Or maybe every day as a police officer, you go and you risk your life for the community or society you are serving. Or as a good citizen, you serve the people around you. It doesn't have to be this huge thing where you are on the world stage, where everybody knows what you are doing, or you are facing the cameras. It's not really that one we're talking about. It could be any small thing you are doing. If you are touching one life at a time, if you are making small deposits in people throughout the day, the Bible says that God is not unjust to actually forget what you have done and to forget the difference that you are making. People may be unjust and they may forget what you have done for them, but God will never do so. God sees and appreciates everything you have done, even if other people don't see and other people don't appreciate. So what you don't get from people, you get it from God. And this should motivate you to continue to do good and not lose heart. Sometimes you can serve people and you can be a blessing to people and they can be ungrateful. For example, you can even raise your children and then when they reach their teenage years, they don't appreciate how long you have been taking care of them and how far you have brought them. And they get to a place where maybe they are a little bit ungrateful and they may not appreciate you as a parent. It doesn't matter where you are in life. All of us experience this in one form or another, where you give your all to someone or you give your all to something that you believe in or someone you believe in and you don't feel it's reciprocated. That means they don't pay you back or they don't appreciate or even acknowledge what you are doing. And so what God is saying here in this text of scripture is, don't worry if people don't see and appreciate what you are doing. Don't let them stop you from loving them. Don't let that diminish your love. Keep loving them. Keep serving them. Keep being a blessing, because I, God, I see everything you do. And at the end of the day, the Bible tells us that everything we do it as unto the Lord anyway. And so I just want us to always know that God recognizes us even when you feel alone or feel like nobody appreciates what I am doing and you feel unseen, invisible. You are not invisible, my friend. God sees everything you do and God celebrates you. God appreciates you and he says he will never forget what you are doing. That's really, really encouraging to you and me. I just want to let you know that God sees what you are doing and he rewards you if you don't lose heart. Your work is never in vain. One of my favorite quotations in the Bible is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. That says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's a motivation for everybody here. Even the naked you clothe, you know, the hungry you fed, the prisoner you visited. If they forget what you did, God will never forget you. You are important to him. He will celebrate you. He will appreciate you. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25 verse 40, and the king will answer them, I assure you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. That's Jesus Christ speaking to us at the end of the age. Whatever we do for people, we do it for the Lord. Every time we do something for people, especially our brothers and sisters, those who are in dire need, God appreciates what we have done. The least, those who are in the margins, the poor who are helpless and powerless. They are God's people, and God will reward us if we help them. So he says that whatever you have done to the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. And God is celebrating you. Have you helped people in your community? Let me ask you this question. When somebody was hungry or thirsty, did we bother sharing food and water to fill their hunger and quench their thirst? I'm just asking again. When somebody was naked and had nothing, did we clothe that person? Or when a person was sick or in prison, did we bother and care to visit and see that person who was suffering tremendously in pain and despair? Did we do that? When a person was in need of our help, did we open our hearts and hands to be of assistance to those people? So have you assisted the prisoners, the homeless, the helpless? Have you done so? The Bible is saying, whatsoever you do to the least of your brothers and sisters, you do unto me, says the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a responsibility to live a life that exemplifies the fact that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to demonstrate God's love to people, everyone we meet. That's why Jesus said, I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, that's Jesus, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. God will not forget what you are doing. He will appreciate you and he will thank you. He will celebrate you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 15 that, now for the third time, this is Paul writing to the Corinthian church, now for the third time I'm ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. What an incredible scripture. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I'm loved by you. The truth is that sometimes life is about loving people that will never love you back. Sometimes life is about pouring yourself into people that will never appreciate what you are pouring out. Sometimes life is about sacrificing for people and they just waste it because they don't value what you have done or what you are giving them. That's just the truth. And so we cannot allow injustice or ungratefulness or not being appreciated to stop the flow of God's love through us to people. We need to continue to love them. We cannot say, well, I will love you if you love me back. I will love you if you appreciate what I am giving you. Or I will love you if you can just acknowledge what I am doing for you. There cannot be any I love you if or I love you when. We cannot have clauses. It's just unconditional love. It's I love you, period. And so we have to recognize that there are some people in our lives. They may be family members. They may be friends. They may be associates at work. They may even be my boss, even if I'm in the ministry. There may be people I'm discipling. We just have to love them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting love. He showed us his love, and he wants us to demonstrate his love. And so if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.